The Department of Agriculture recently extended the deadline for dairy farmers to sign up for the 2022 Dairy Margin Coverage Program. USDA extended the deadline from February 18th to March 25th. National Milk Producers Federation spokesperson Chris Galen says the deadline extension allows for additional dairy farms to sign up.
That's being done because they, like we, would like to see additional signups. Right now, we expect about 9,000 dairy operations that were signed up last year are also enrolled for 2022, but that leaves thousands more that have not signed up. Given the fact that we don't know what's going to happen with milk prices or feed costs this year, we really think it would be in everyone's best interest to at least get that lower tier of coverage, which is very, very cost effective, and ensure up to 5 million pounds of your farm's milk production.
The forecast predicts strong milk prices for 2022. However, Galen cautions that's if everything goes according to plan.
And if there's anything that we have learned, hopefully, in the past 24 months, it's that things can look good, and unfortunately, that light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. That was certainly the case with COVID and the arrival of the global pandemic. Now, we're not expecting a repeat of that, but you just don't know what could happen. And so that's why you have insurance. The Dairy Margin Coverage Program is economic insurance for worst-case scenarios. In a time of either really high feed costs, and we're seeing accelerated feed cost prices this year, or low milk prices, that's when this program kicks in.
Last year, January through November, the program paid out a total of $1.2 billion, with an average payment to farms at just over $60,000 per operation. New in 2022 is the supplemental dairy margin coverage, allowing eligible farms to update their production base.
USDA is now allocating money to help eligible dairy operations with less than 5 million pounds of established production history update that production base. Initially, farms were held to a maximum production based on the years 2011, 2012, and 2013. And so there wasn't any room for growth in your production history if, like most farms, you've seen that grown over the past half dozen years. Well, now the supplemental DMC coverage is applicable and you can update your production to your 2019 level. And this is actually retroactive. So if you were enrolled in the program in 2021, you're getting compensated for an increase in your production. And it also applies to calendar years 2022 and 2023.
Galen encourages dairy producers to contact their local Farm Service Agency office to learn more and to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
In order to find out more information, you can go to the USDA's Farm Service Administration website. You can also go there to their website to set up an appointment with a local office. So there's some specific information about forecasts that the USDA has on its website, but the best place to go is your county office, and a lot of them are opening up. I know a lot of them were not fully staffed here in the past 2 years, but they're getting more staff back in there to work with farmers on this and other programs.
Learn more from the National Milk Producers Federation online at nmpf.org. Michael Clements reporting.